With David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, Fred Skousen.
Gentlemen, 907, Rod.
907? Yeah. I thought you were supposed to say 903.
I can't help it. Inflation, you know.
Well, say, Red, what does this 903 mean anyway?
903, I think it's the numbers of, number of hair per inch on Johnny Weissmuller's head. I don't know.
Well, that's silly, but tell me this. Does 903 have anything to do with the handsprings and cartwheels you were doing out on the sidewalk?
Oh, no. I was just advertising my new picture for MGM.
What picture is that?
The Show Off.
Huh? Yeah.
I saw it previewed the other night.
Snake?
No, I walked out after it was over. You saw the preview. What did you think of it, Rod?
Well, I thought that deadpan Virginia O'Brien did a good job.
Well, how about Pickle Puss Skelton?
That's what I want.
Hey, do you know how Virginia O'Brien gets that deadpan?
See?
Oh. Well, instead of using cold cream, every night she massages her face with embalming fluid.
You know, I thought that George Cleveland, Leon Ames, Jacqueline White, Marilyn Maxwell were all swell.
Yeah, what about me?
Oh, I liked you, Red.
You did?
Yeah, until I saw that picture.
Yeah. We will hold auditions for new announcers right after the show.
Well, I was only kidding, Red.
No, I wasn't. I hope Kay Kaiser likes you, that's all.
Well, that Jacqueline White's really a beautiful number, boy. Have you ever taken her out?
Yeah, when I first met her, I took her out every night for a week, and I found out that she spends $15,000 a year on wardrobe.
Can you stop taking her out?
Sure, start going with her dressmaker.
Well, Red, when are you going to start work on your next picture?
Well, I think it'll be some time. The studio told me that my next picture, Margaret O'Brien, will play my grandmother. Hey, you know who else is in that picture to show off it does a good job? Oh. Is Marjorie Maine, you know. Marjorie Maine, the oomph girl of Bull Run, you remember? She's wonderful to work with, but she kept calling me Wally all the time. You know? Look at him, she keep calling me Wally, and finally I got so I just stand around, spit and scratch myself. Look at him, she'd call me Wallace, and I couldn't remember a thing. I have long speeches to make, and if she'd call me Wallace, and that's finished that right there.
Well, that seems kind of silly.
Silly? If somebody called you Wallace, you wouldn't make any speeches either.
Now, David Forrester and his orchestra plays Tumbling Weed.
Thank you. 903 Red.
And now Anita Ellis will sing a number she has just recorded, The Old Lamplighter.
We made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. His snowy hair was so much whiter beneath his candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You'd hear the patter of his feet as he came plodding down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter.
The scrapbook of satire gives a story concerning people and dogs.
Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, you better take another look.
Chapter 11 is entitled The Lost Dog. Some people never rest until their lost pets are found. And this is the story of Willie Lump Lump.
Yo, I don't help, boy. Help, boy. Here, puppy dog. Here,
Willie. Willie, can't we look for the dog when it gets daylight? It's late.
Oh, I don't think it's so late. Well, don't stand there. Answer the phone.
Willie, you're an idiot.
Oh, you just say that because I'm nuts.
Better lay off of that homemade blood tonic you're mixing.
You mean my staff of life?
And while we're on the subject, just what is that internal atom bomb made of?
Oh, a little gasoline, a little kerosene, some Lucky Tiger, and a dash of bitters.
Isn't it harmful to your system?
Well, it's okay if you don't drink for a half hour after you drink it.
Well, let's go home, Willie.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere till I find my dog. He'd look for me if I was lost.
That stupid dog looked for you. Why, he couldn't find a dollar's worth of meat right under his nose.
Well, that's not a very fair example, you know. Nowadays, who could? You know? And don't call him stupid.
Well, he is. You tell him to sit down and he lies down. You tell him to lie down and he runs.
Well, that proves he's smart. Any dog will do what you tell him to do. Dog figure out somewhere he's going. That's a smart dog, boy.
Look, Willie. Let's go home. And if he doesn't show up, I'll put an ad in the paper tomorrow.
Now, that's the silliest thing I ever heard tell her. That dog can't read, you know. Oh, I get so perturbed, you know. Perturbed, I guess.
Billy, I didn't want to say this, but we'll never find that dog.
Why?
Well, somehow I've got the feeling he was run over.
Oh, he's too smart to be run over. Before he crosses the street, he looks to the right and then to the left. If he sees a California license plate, he climbs a tree. Thank you very much, tree climbers.
Oh, I've stood enough. I'm going on home.
To your mother?
No, to our house.
Oh, well, don't hurt to look at the sunny side of things. All right, don't expect me to get home till I get there. I'm going to find that dog. Here, Otto. Come on, boy. That dog. Here, dog. Oh, here comes the police car. What's the idea? Throw that spotlight on me.
Well, stop taking bows and I'll tell you. What's the matter? Are you lost?
No, but my dog is, and I gotta find him.
What's he look like?
He looks like a dog, what do you mean? He looks like a dog, but he thinks he's Johnny Weissmuller. He's wearing a red plaid blanket with a discharge button in the lapel.
Have you been to the city dog pound?
Not since the last time I had my distemper shot, no.
Well, get in here. I know the attendant on night duty. We'll go over and take a gander.
Oh, good. I ain't swabbed the chicken since I was a kid, you know.
Well, here's the place.
Thanks to my dog, I hear him barking.
Look, there's a million dogs barking.
Yeah, that's the one that ain't barking. I heard him.
We don't open until... Oh, Officer McGinn. You're bringing in a stray dog?
Look, wise guy. I ain't no stray dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get a good look at your face. Yeah. That wouldn't happen to a dog.
Look, can we take a peep at the pup? My friend here has lost his dog.
Are you sure he's lost?
Well, one end of his leash was empty, you know. His end.
What kind of a dog was he?
He was a watch dog, the finest watch dog that ever lived. 17 bone movement.
Well, quite a few dogs come in this evening, but it's so late and I hate to disturb him. Why, they all asleep.
Well, that's too bad. Them three breeders were never concerned about my slumber. Come on, open up. Let's see them pot liquors, will you?
Well, the dogs are right in here.
Yeah. Well, how about that? There he is in the first cage. Let him out of there. Let him out of there.
Say, how do I know this is your dog?
Well, let him out. You see how he comes to me. Come on, boy. Let the man see you know. Come on. Look at him smile at me, will you? Yeah, let go of my leg, will you? I got him well trained. He don't bite strangers, only me.
Well, I'm glad you've got him back. He sure has an intelligent face.
He sure has. Wears glasses and everything. Look at him. Say, you want to see him do a trick? I'll show you how smart he is. Now, come on, boy. Now, what? Two and two. Come on, boy. One more.
And now my old partner, David Forrester, from the ranch around Red River Valley. ¶¶
Red, okay. Look, Red, I've got to find out what this 903 is. If I get down on my knees, will you tell me the truth?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Part of on my knees, tell me the truth.
Truth is, you look kind of silly down there.
We turn now to chapter 21, to a story entitled Me, Dog, and Me. All children love dogs and vice versa. So this is the story of Junior, the mean widow dog fancier.
Junior, where are you?
I am wiping my hands and face with a towel.
Aren't you a good boy? Yeah. Of your own accord, you go up and wash yourself.
What? I knew there was something I forgot.
Oh, dear. I'm glad your mother didn't leave two of you for me to care for.
Hey, when was I born?
Oh, for the day you were born.
When was I born, Grandma?
On a very stormy night. It was raining cats and dogs, and we were unlucky. We didn't get one.
Yeah. Hey, were you here when it started for me?
Yes. I was helping your parents nail down the window.
Oh. I think I go out and play.
Yes, go ahead. You need the air, and I need the rest.
Okay, Kiko.
And Junior.
Yes?
Stay away from that little boy next door. He gave you a black eye.
Oh, no. He only loaned it to me. I'm going to give it back to him today. I'm going to play. I'm going to bounce me ball. Now, where is it? Now, that's funny. I bet that widow dog next door took it. I will go over and give him a pup talk. I'm going to fix that dog. I'm going to tell Mr. Frank all about his little dog.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, beeswax.
You talk like that around your grandmother?
No, I'm smart up here, boy.
And if you do, I'm smart all over here. What do you want to see me about?
It's about your widow dog.
What about it?
Well,
speak up. I'm busy making homemade fudge.
Well, your widow dog stole my... Did you say fudge?
Junior, tell me what you came to talk to me about.
Well, I can't talk and drool at the same time.
Would you like a piece of fudge?
No, I'd like 5 pieces. Hey, can I play with your widow dog? He's a lot of fun he is.
Well, I don't know. You remember the last time he played with you, he bit you.
Oh, he's not back in the hospital yet, huh? You know, he's a very smart dog, he is.
Yes, he is. He told me the little boy let the air out of my tires.
No.
Yeah.
Anybody we know?
Someone about 3 years old with red hair and freckles.
Oh, sounds like a handsome widow chap, don't you?
Junior, why do you act the way you do?
Well, I get so lonely, little urchin. I ain't got nobody to play with, you know.
Why don't you ask your grandmother to go to the dog pound and get your little dog to play with?
That's a good idea. Hey, Grandma! Grandma, come here, will you?
Yoo-hoo!
Yes? Grammy!
Now, is he bothering you, Mr. Frank?
No.
What do you want, Junior?
Well, Mr. Frank's got a couple of ideas on how you keep me out of trouble. One idea would be permanent, Billy, you know, but I would get sent up the river for that. You know? But the other one's a pretty good idea. Tell her,
What's your idea, Mr. Frank?
Well, Junior's so fond of my dog, I thought perhaps he had one of his own to keep him busy.
But we can't afford a dog.
Well, the city dog pound, all you pay is $2 for the license.
That's all.
Oh,
you have a wonderful pet and
wonderful
protection.
Pet. Good protection.
I have the dress inside. I'll get it.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, go get it. Go get it.
Oh!
Timber! Now, who tied my shoestrings together?
Were your shoestrings tied together? Now, who would do a thing like that?
You.
Yes, you.
I'm sorry. I can't give you credit for that answer. You was prompted. Stand by for the jackpot question.
Now you're going to get...
Help me.
Junior, I love you, but you've got to be good.
Yeah, you don't love me. If he had a little dog that would keep him busy, he wouldn't have to get the mischief.
That's fine. The dog would keep me busy, keep me out of mischief.
Well, if you stop crying, we'll put on our coats and go down and see about getting you a puppy dog.
I knew I would get one. Hurry, Grandma. Hurry now.
You can behave in here, Junior.
Okay. I'm going to get a dog. I'm going to get a dog.
Howdy. Now, we want a dog.
Not so fast, Junior.
Well, what a nice boy.
Yes.
I wish I had a boy like you.
Grandma, this man's been drinking.
So, you came down to get a dog, huh?
Yes, I would like a nice little doggy. Something to fit my personality, you know.
Yes, do you have a saber-toothed tiger?
Now, I want somebody to look like a wolf, you know. Something with great big fangs and red eyes with a lot of fuzzy fur. Something that would eat me up in the dark when I...
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
I scared myself.
Oh, bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Well, I'll show you what we have.
Okay.
Pipe down, boys!
You don't know how to keep dogs still. Watch, I'll show you how to do it. Hey, boys! Meat on the table tonight! My goodness, look at the little doggies. And how, Junior, pick the one you think you'd like to keep and take care of.
Oh, look at this one. That's a Dachshund. Looks like a hot dog with four legs, don't he?
Isn't he cute?
Oh, look at this one. Ain't he fuzzy looking?
He's just a mongrel. Let's look at some more, Junior.
Oh, you go ahead. I'm going to look this one over.
Now, here's a good friendly dog.
Well, now, little doggy, now that they're gone, you going home with me. Yeah. Here, now, get your paws off my shoulder. Here, don't lick me face. Don't now. Don't. Here, stop.
You got a handy little thing, ain't you, huh?
Boy, there'll be no more washing me face with this baby around, boy. Here, now you gotta stop that. Either that or carry a towel around with you. Come on, you come. We'll put you in the car.
Junior, look at this one over here. Junior!
I'll call him.
No.
But if I don't call him, he might get lost.
Then keep quiet.
Hey, did you want me?
Yes, honey. They come here and look.
Oh, look at this little one there. The way he wags his ears and rolls his eyes around. Oh, he's kind of dirty, though, ain't he, huh?
Junior, stop looking in that mirror.
Yes.
Yeah. Look at this one.
Oh, I want him. Ain't he pretty?
No, not so fast. Let's look around. Maybe there's another you'd like better.
Well, I tell you what, Grandma. You just scout around a little, see? I'm going to stay here and get acquainted with this little one. Come on, boy. You going home with me. You go. Come on.
Junior?
Yes, Grandma?
Do you like this one?
Yeah, he's kind of pretty, but I don't know what we would do with him, you know.
I don't know what you mean.
We do, don't we, folks?
Well, I kind of wish you'd make up your mind which one you'd like best.
Well, I like all of them, my dear.
But you can't take all of them.
Trusting old soul, ain't you? Now, how about this one back here?
Yeah, which one? Which one?
Honey's gone.
No.
Well, you like this one in the next cage?
Well, he's kind of pretty. Well,
he's gone, too. He's
Looks gone. Like they've all gone.
Yes, they do. Shall we go?
Well, I'm sorry, but people take them so fast. But you know something? We're awfully glad they do.
You are?
Yes, because it saves them from the gas chamber.
Oh, right.
Well, we'll come back some other time.
Yeah, we'll be back sooner than you think, truth. Now, Grandma, I tell you, let's take the bus home and tie our car on the back of the bus.
Junior, why do a silly thing like that?
Because there's no room left for us to sit. Look, look, look.
Good heavens, every dog in the pound is in that car.
Yeah, chummy little group, ain't they? Huh?
Boy, our car's really going to the dogs, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm going to look
at
them.
They
love me. Please, wait a minute. Don't you dare open that door.
But they love me. Watch them fire me. Come on, boy.
Look at them go.
Oh, now I'll have to go and round them all up.
Oh, now don't go with me, Grandma. They're all gone. I was only trying to give them a good home. Somebody has to get rid of doggy.
Well, don't cry. You didn't mean any harm.
No.
Oh, look in that car.
Oh, that friendly little fuzzy dog. The first one I looked at, he didn't run away.
No, he loves you. That's why he stays. You know, if a little mongrel comes to you, he's your friend for life.
Ain't he pretty, though? In a mongrel sort of way, you know.
Oh, Junior.
Monkey, that's a new word for a mongrel that's got the mange, you know.
Now, Junior. Don't hug him too tight.
Oh, he's so nice.
Get your head away from his mouth.
Yeah?
He might bite you and get hydrophobia.
Yeah. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
Then I'll go pay the man for his license and I'll be right back.
Okay, come here. Here, boy, here, come on. Get in the back seat, get in the back seat. Here, what you digging for? Is there something under the seat? Get it, boy, get it. Now we both gonna get it. Here, that's enough. Hot and fly. Stop it, boy. Stop it. You get down on the floor. Oh, boy, you're the real wrecker, ain't you, huh? I sort of feel like I've got a branch office now, you know.
Oh, boy.
Yes?
Oh, no. No. Look at the upholstery.
It's a mess, ain't it, huh?
You just come here.
No, I didn't do it, Grandma. I just acted as the foreman on the job. He did it. The dog did it.
Well, I can't thank the dog. That would be cruelty to dumb animals.
It would. You lay a hand on me, I'm going to bark.
Remember, we'll all be back for the next Tuesday at the same time. Les Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Brenna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor.
Radio Service, the voice of information and education. Thank you.